Alaska's U.S. Department of Agriculture research station is slated for closure by September 1st because of federal budget cuts. Federal officials want to take $42 million from the USDA Research Service budget. The Alaska station in Palmer is one of 10 nationwide, although research also takes place in Fairbanks and Kodiak. Dr. Norman Harris, who is the administrator of the Palmer Center for Sustainable Living, says the termination of the research station does not mean the University of Alaska research program in Palmer is shutting down.
The research station is actually run by the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and so we're a state organization. The Agricultural Research Service, which is part of the USDA, it's the federal branch of agricultural research. And we have two scientists that are based at Palmer along with their staff. And so they share facilities with us, and part of their operation is on university land.
Dr. Harris says two federal scientists and their staffers will lose their jobs. That could mean as many as 15 job losses in Palmer. Dr. Harris says the losses will hit the operations of the UAA facility hard.
It's going to impact us, definitely. They have been an important part of our community. We share costs on several things because we have common things that we're using, equipment, utilities, improvements to buildings, and things like that. So we are going to have to figure out how to come up with the money to replace the funds that usually come through the ARS.
Another contingent of researchers in Fairbanks will also be terminated due to budget cuts. Congress could restore the money in the 2012 budget.